Rishon. Again, Rabbi Kiva says, how did he know that B'yayim HaRishon has to mean Erev Pesach? But the Pasuk says Tashpisu. You have to destroy it on Yom Tov. If you tell me B'yayim HaRishon means Yom Tov, and the Pasuk says Tashpisu, that's a stereo. Because Tashpisu, he holds, means burning it. And burning something is an Av Melacha. You can't do Melachas on Yom Tov. So that's his Raya, Rabbi Kiva's Raya. B'yayim HaRishon here can't mean Pesach, it has to mean Erev Pesach. So the Merav, you have three reasons why I shouldn't make that Rasha. So you see three chiddushim from the Kiva. First thing is Shema Mina ain't biyachom etelas reifa. That's one chiddush he holds, and that's a machlekes in the Gemara later. What would the Rabbanon hold? No, you can revive your chomet by stam zerul ruach, stam throw it into the yam. You mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. You don't have to burn it. So if you hold like the Rabbanon, the Kiva has Mariah. If you tell me tashbisu just means throw it in the wind or throw it in the yam, on yontif you're allowed to throw it into the yam. So what's the Raya Kiva talking about yontif? Elamai Reb Kiva holds, like Yav Yehuda Shita, that ain't Biyachom Etzel Esreifo. When a Torah says Tashvisu, the only way you mekayim the mitzvah is by burning it. And therefore, he holds you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. So that's one Chiddush. Another Chiddush is Shema Mina Havara Lechalik Yotzis. That Havara, it's the Machlokes, do we say, the Torah says an extra time, Loi Savaru Esh B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. As even though the Lama Tes Melachas by Shabbos doesn't say Beferish, we learn it out from the Mishkan. Havara says Beferish. The Torah says, Loi Savaru Esh B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. So it's a Machlokes, why did the Torah have to say Havara special for him? One man the Yama says it's Lechalik Yotzis. In other words, it's a regular one of the Lama Tes Melachas. Just I would think you only chai if you do all together. Or else, if you do all together, you only chayiv one. Kamash no lechalik yotzis. For every one of the lama test melachot you do, you get a special chayiv chattis or a special chorus, a special chayiv chattis, yeah. That's one man yomim. The other man yomim says no. Havar is a chiddush, it's a lav yotzis. There's only a lav involved. There's no chayiv chorus even by Shabbos. So Gemara is saying we have a raya, Rabbi Kiva asked old, Havar lechalik yotzis. That Havar is one of the lama test melachot. And the reason why the Torah said an extra time Havara to tell me that for each Melach you do separately, you have a separate Chiyav Chattis. But Mashmav, he would hold that Havara is only a lav, then it would be Mutter. And the question is why? Even if Havara is only a lav, but it's still also to do on Yom Tov. So the famous Rach here, the Rach says that if it would only be a lav, I would say Eser Deichel Oysasei. We're talking about Yavim Mekayim Mitzvah Sasei. There's a Mitzvah Sasei of Tashpisu, get rid of the Chometz. Ah, you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov, it's only a lav. I'd say yes to the Chalois, I say. Therefore, if Havar is only a lav, will be Mutter. So now it's Shvedo. So now that the Gemara says Havar is Lachalik Yotzis. So Havar is not only a lav, by Shabbos it's even a Chiyav Chattis. But by Yom Tov there's no Chiyav Chattis. By Yom Tov there's only a lav. So even if Havar is really one of the Lamates Melachis, still I should say yes to the Chalois, I say. So Teretz says that Yom Tov has an essay with it. Yom Tov, there's a Lois, I say, and an assay. There's an assay to rest on Yom Tov, and there's a lois to say not to do malachis. So the famous Velt Pshat is that, what's the word essay after rest on Yom Tov? The Pshat, what's called resting on Yom Tov, is not to do a lamates malachis. Something that's one of the lamates malachis, if you do that on Yom Tov, you're over the Yisr Asay Ashvisa, you didn't rest on Yom Tov. But let's say, Lamosha, somebody eats chazir on Yom Tov. He doesn't have aver on Yom Tov. Is that called he was over the essay of resting on Yom Tov? No. What does that Avera got to do with the yesterday of resting? If a guy wears shatnas on Yom Tov, he did that Avera, but Lamais, he still rested on Yom Tov. What Avera do you have to do that says you do not rest on Yom Tov? Only the Lama Tes Melachis. If you do one of the Lama Tes Melachis, that's considered you didn't rest, because the Torah calls these things Melacha. So you did a Melacha, it's not called resting. So it's very good then. If Havara is one of the Lama Tes Melachis, so it's called now, if you do Havara on Yom Tov, true, it's only a lav. But by doing this lav, you're also over the assay of not resting on Yom Tov. And the klal is, ein assay doicha, lois assay v'yassay. But if you could tell me, Havara is only a lav, that means it's not one of the lamates melachis. It's only some a lav not to do it. So it's like a lav, I don't eat chaza, don't eat shatnis. So if you can do this on Yom Tov, you only have a lav, you're not over the yisr assay. So mainly if you're burning it now to be mekayim the mitzvah assay of tashvisu, it should be mutter. So why does Rabbi Kiva say it's also to burn the chometz, even to do the mitzvahs asay of tashbisu? So Mor brings a good raya. We see Rabbi Kiva holds that Havara is lechalik. Havara is one of the lamates melachis. And therefore, if you do it on Yom Tov, you're over two things. An is a loy sasay, and an isra asay. And the klal is esay, is not doich, a loy sasay b'yesay. That's the second chiddush we have from Rabbi Kiva. And the third chiddush is that we should think of Rabbi Kiva is, Oshmamina lo yamrinan hoyel for hutra havara litzerech hutra namish don litzerech. Like everybody knows, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, Like you're allowed to burn things to cover Yom Tov. If you want to have, you have a fire going and the fire is going out, you're allowed to put wood into the fire to make it burn better to cook. So what's the pshat? That the havar is mutla sarach eichel nefesh. Now we hold lalocha mitoich. Mitoich is mutla sarach eichel nefesh. Who are then is mutla filishtela sarach eichel nefesh? You see, the Mekiva is not like that. The Mekiva is no. Havar is only mutla was mamash to sarach eichel nefesh. Here to burn the chomet is no eichel nefesh involved. You stand one of them in the kind of mitzvah saseh of tashbisum. But that has nothing to do with eichel nefesh. You're not eating anything. So therefore, since you're not eating anything, the Mekiva is also to do with anyantif. That's the chiddush of Akiva, doesn't know from the svar of mitoich. So if you don't know from mitoich, and you hold havar is lechalik yotzesus, and you hold that ain't biyachomet delos reifa, then you have a rather that Akiva learns beyond this posting. Ach b'yayim arishin tashbisu cannot mean on Pesach, it has to mean erev Pesach. Yeah, but that's the maskon according to everybody's maskim though, like we hold that on erev Pesach, that's the mitzvah tashbisu, and from Chatzos V'yelik, it's also to have Chomet in Yishus, and before that Midirais, it's Mutter. Right, Tanu Rabbanu, the writer says, the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Sor Lo Yimotzim B'Vatechim. For 7 days, you should not find Chomet in Yishus. So here it says, Loshim Lo Yimotzim, don't find it. The Torah doesn't say, L'chor, only your Chomet. It says, Tam, Lo Yimotzim, don't find any Chomet in Yishus. Not in Yishus, B'Vatechim, in your house. Ma Talmud Lo Yimot, what do I need this Pasuk for? I have already a pasuk before, or even this pasuk a second, but I have another pasuk that says, Lo yiror lecho sor, lo yiror lecho chomets b'chol gvulcho. You should not see chomets in any part of your gvul, anything that belongs to you. Not only inside your house, your gvul means coming your chotzah, your backyard, your garage, any gvul, anything that you own, you should not see chomets. And here the Torah also says the word lecho, lo yiror lecho, you should not see your chomets. But the question is, since I already have a lav not to see chomets on Pesach, so what do I need another lav for not to find chomets? Like the Chur is one lav, don't see chomets. So if you find it, that's called seeing it. So the Mar no. Lufi Shemnema, the Pasuk says, Lo Yiroi Lechos Or, it's what it says, don't see your chomets. We dashin Shelecho Iyata Roya. You're not allowed to see your own chomets. Of a Royata, Shelecho Iyata Roya. Avalata Roya Shelecherim. You're allowed to see goyish chametz. If a goy puts his bread in your house, there's no aveira. You're allowed to see goyish chametz. And we'll see last week later. Pri, you weren't mekabel achrayis. If you're not mekabel achrayis on the goyish chametz, you're allowed to see it in your rishus. But the pasuk says lecho, your chametz you can't see, but a goyish chametz you could see. V'shel gevoyu who adin, something that belongs to hegdish, you can also see, because it's not called lecho, it's not called belonging to you. So the mar yochel yatmin v'yekabel pigdoinus. I would think Yatman though, you should hide it. The Pasuk says, Lo Yiroi, you can't see chomets in your shoes. Let's say you have chomets, but you cover it up with a blanket. If you cover it up, you can't see it, maybe that should be mutter. Yochel Yatman, maybe it's enough just to cover it up. Or else, V'yikabo pikdoinus min anochri. Maybe I should be allowed to be mekabel a pikodoin, means even though I have achrayas to watch it, it should be mutter. Maybe because still it's not mine, it only belongs to the guy, it doesn't belong to me. Maybe it should be mutter for me to be mekabel a pikodin, that I have to watch a pledge from the guy. Talmud Loima, that's the second pasuk, lo yimotzei. I can't find chametz. So even though you can't see it, you put a blanket over it, sure you can't see it, but can you find it? Yes, it's in your rishus, you can find it. So you're not allowed to even cover up chametz in your rishus. That's what the pasuk says, lo yimotzei. And who then, if you have a pikodin from a guy, that you have an achiyav achrayis on it, it's also called yimotzei, you're not allowed to have it. Now, ein liyela only, I would think only, v'nochri shlei kivashtoi. A nochri that doesn't work for you, who doesn't listen to you, is not under your rule. And vayta v'yein shuyim chob imoch v'chotzer. A guy that doesn't live with you in the chotzer. That's what I would think it's also. What about nochri shlei kivashtoi? A nochri that's under your rule, like your slave. V'shuyim chob v'chotzer. Or else he lives with you in the chotzer. How do I know even that is also? Like I have a tzad to say, here it's mutter. Now the Gemara soon when asked the question, it should be just the opposite. If a guy is living with you, or a guy is your Eved, it's more in your Rishus. So Pshita, that should be Yosser. So the Gemara asked this question later, it should be just the opposite. Like we're saying like this, I only know it's Osser, a guy that doesn't live with us, and a guy that's not under my rule. But a guy that's under my rule, and a guy that lives by me, how do I know he's Osser? Of course, a bit of Madna, right? The Gemara was in this discussion. But Minayin, how do I know that even this is Osir? Even the guy that lives with me, and the guy that's under my rule, my slave, how do I know I'm not allowed to have his chomets? Talmudayim, the Pasuk says, lo yimotzei b'batechem. You can't find chametz in your rishus. And that's called motzei. Since it's your guy, he's living with you, or he's motzei etzachom, it's called you find chametz in your rishus. That's awesome. Pasuk lo yimotzei, you can't find chametz. Weiter. Ein liyelashim b'batechem. But so far we think from the first pasuk of Shivat Yomim, Sorolo Yimotzei B'Batechem, first that you can't find chametz in your house. So I would think only in your house you can't do it. Ein liyela sheva b'teichem. In your house you can't find it. What about the boiris? Not in your house. Outside your house you have a ditch that you store things there. Or else besichin umoris, caves that you store your food there. Minayin, how do I know you're not allowed to have chametz hid there in your cave? Talmud Lomah, the pasuk says, b'chol gevulcha. By the pasuk, the second pasuk of Lo Yiror Lecho chametz, there it says, b'chol gevulcha. Gevulcha means anything you own, not only in your house, even in your garage, even in your ditches, your caves, also, since it's your gevul, you own it, you can't have chametz there. Pasuk Lo Yiror Lecho chametz b'chol gevulcha. B'yadayin on the Yoma, I would still say, b'batim, maybe they're true, we're saying now the two different sukkim. The pasuk of Lo Yimotze says, b'batim. So I would say, true. If you have the chametz inside your house, then you have b'yiro b'yimotzei. Because the pasuk says, lo yisol lo yimotzei b'vateichem. U'bal yatmin, who are then even though you're covering it up, still you're over. Because the pasuk says, lo yimotzei, you shouldn't find it. Even though you covered it up, but you still could find it. So lo yimotzei goes b'vateichem. So in your house, I know you have all these love. You can't have the chametz even though it's covered up. Or bal yikabel pikdonis min anochri. Who are then you're not allowed to mekabel accept a pledge from a guy that you're holding because it's called motzei, even though it doesn't belong to you. But since it's now in your rishus, it's called motzei. It's found by you. You're not allowed to find chametz in your rishus. The gvulin shelacha iataroya. Mashenke, this is good by the lav of lo yimotzei. But by the lav of vayiro, there the pasuk says gvulcha. So the gvulcha means not in your house, but anything outside the house that you own is shalacha yataroya. There the pasuk says only you can't see your own chametz in your warehouse, in your cave. Avlataroya shalachem shogavoya. But you are allowed to see goyish chametz. In your warehouse, you're allowed to see goyish chametz. Who was in your warehouse, you're allowed to see chametz shel gevoya shel hegdish. But I don't know in your house you're allowed to do that. Maybe in your house, you're not allowed to even have goyish chametz. Or maybe in your house, you can't even have hegdish chametz. There's a pasuk that says lechor, that says only you are osur, not hegdish, or not goy, it's talking about the gvulin. So maybe when the chametz is not in your house, it's in your cave, in your garage, that's when you're allowed to see goyish chametz or hegdish chametz. But how do I know even when it's in your house? How do I know to put both chidushim in both places? That the chidush that the pasuk says of lo yimotzei, even though there it only says in the bayis, and then the pasuk says lo yiroi lechor, which is mashma only yours you can't see, but hegdish you could see. I there it only says it by gvulin, only outside your house. How do I know that both dinim, both lechurim and lekulim, apply equally to whether the chometz is in your house or whether the chometz in the gvul outside your house? How do I know to put both halachas, both places, that every place is the same halacha? Your chometz you're not allowed to have even though it's covered up. And if you're makabal, if you're caught it from a goy, that your makabal achrayis, that's like it belongs to you, it's awesome. But if you're not makabal achrayis, just the goy comes with his chometz and puts it in your house, it's mutter. And the hoa din hegdish's chometz is mutter. How do I know that both halachas applies both places, both in the house and both in the gvulim? Talmud Loima, the pot, there's a gzeresh over here. Talmud Loima, sor, gzeresh over. In both psukim, it says, there it says, shivas yavim sor, lo yimotzei, and there it says, lo yiro lachor sor. It says the word sor, both psukim, to make a hekish. Nema sor bebatim, it says by lo yimotzei bebatechim, and sor, what's the postic, sor lo yimotzei bebatechim, the nema, the other postic says, sor bigbulim, there the postic says, lo yiro lachor sor, and there it says, lachor. So we dash in ma sa'or ha'omer b'batim. Just like when the Torah talks about in the house, it's talking about lo yimotzei. Is oivim mishum ba yiror ba yimotzei u bal yatmin. That the other apostles clearly don't find it. That means even though you can't see it, even though you hide it, you put a cover over it, still it's awesome. U bal yikaba pikadoinis min anachri. Even though the goy owns the chametz, but since he gave it to you b'teros epikodin, and we'll soon see, was that time that you have achrayis on it, if it gets lost, you have to pay him for it. So that's also, because that's called motzui. It's called, this chametz now is being found by you. Is av sor homa begvulim. The same thing, the sor that talks about lo yiro, that there it says, begvulim, mashm outside your house, the same halachas. Oive mishum ba yiro, ba yimotze, ba yatman. And even if you have chametz in your garage, or in your caves, even if you cover it up, that you can't see it, still it's awesome. Either Pasuk only says, lo yiro, and if it's covered up, you can't see it. So what? We have the Gzeir Shavam, that the Pasuk, lo yimotze, applies to Gvulun also. And even though it's covered up, but you could find it. So therefore, even in Gvulun, even in your caves, it's also to have chametz covered. And you can't receive a pledge from a guy that you have a chrayis. If it gets lost, you have to pay for it. That's considered like you, it's called motzi yetzecha. That's awesome. Now, umah sor hama begvulin. Just like the sor that it says by lo yiroh. When there the pasuk says lo yiroh lecha. It's only also to see your chametz. In shelecha iyataroya. You can't see chametz belonging to you or chametz belonging to any Yisrael. Avalat teroya shelecherim. But you are allowed to see chametz belonging to a goy. Acherim here means a goy. It doesn't mean another Yisrael. Any Yisrael, any Yiddish chametz also to be in your reshus. That just means acherim here means a goy. You're allowed to have goyish chametz in your reshus. Or else for show gavoya, who are then chametz that belongs to Hegdish? That's not called lecha. It's not called belonging to us. It's called belonging to gavoya. That's also mutter. So this story only says by gvulin. Is afsor the same thing when the Torah says lo yimotzi bevateichem? Afsor homa bebatim is shalacho yatoroya, aval atoroya shalachem shagavoya. You have this kula even in your house also. In your house, you're allowed to see chomis that belongs to a goy if you have no achrayis on it, and you're allowed to see chomis that belongs to Egdish even though it's in your house. Because we have this in the hekish, one from the other. So the Gemara Amar, we learned before, namely the Bryce said like this. I only know it's also to have chametz in your reshus, a goyish chametz, and we're talking about soon see that you makabal achrayis, you accepted a pledge from a goy that you have the achrayis, but for which goy? Only a goy shloi kivashtoi, that doesn't listen to you, he's not under your rule, he's not your slave. It doesn't live with you in the same chotzer, in the same house. But what about a goy that's under your rule? Or else a shruyim chobachotzer, a goy that your neighbor is right next to you minayin. How do we know even his chometz is also to mekabel a pikod that you have a chrayis on? Talmud loyman, need a pasuk lo yimotze. I need a pasuk lo yimotze saying any type of goyish chometz that you have a chrayis on is also to be mekabel. For the Gemara Kalpa Lai, it should be just the opposite. Like, what are you talking about? It's just the opposite. Maduch if the goy is not your slave. Maduch if the goy doesn't live with you. You're not allowed to accept his pledge. You can't have in your reshus his chametz. If you're makabel achrayis, so pshit if the goy mamish lives with you, or the goy is your slave that's under your reign, pshit it's also. Avad is called more motzi yetzecha. So what are we saying? Only if he's far away it's awesome. But if he's close it's mutter, just the opposite it should be. Kapalein is just the opposite. So Omer Abaya by Sein Echnam Yetuch, change it around, it's like a shrew. And others say, maybe it's only also a goy that lives with you or under your rule. But a goy that doesn't live near you, how do you know he's also? That's to Mekamalei Meloi Yimotzei. You can't find it. Rav Omer no. L'yolam Loi Tepuch, don't change around the Braisa. Of the Aresha Koi, the Braisa is telling us Chidushim Leheter. Of the Reisha of the Braisa, it says what? Shelucho Yatoroya, Aval Atoroya Shelachayim. The Braisa says, Shelucho. You're only not allowed to see your own chametz, but chametz belonging to a goy, you're allowed to see. His calls in mind, you're not makabel achrayis on the goy's chametz. His tam puts it in your reshus. It's mutim midiraisa. Bishol gavoya. Who are then if the chametz belongs to Hegdish? It's allowed to be in your reshus. Now in this part of the braisa was saying, now it's shemak. Ain liyela benochish leikivashtoin. When is it mutim to have goyish chametz in your reshus? Only if the goy is not under your rule. He's not your slave. Of the ain shriim chobachotzer, and he's not living with you in your house, in your chotzer. Of what about a nochri shekavashto shriim chobachotzer? What about a slave, or a nochri that's under your rule, or a nochri that's your neighbor? Minayin, how do we know even such chomets you'll not have in your reshus? As maybe since he's your neighbor, it's more, looks like yours. Maybe it should be awesome. Talmud loyim loyimotzei. The Rai of the Pasuk still says, loyimotzei, you should not find it. And this is not called found by you. Now, the Bissel Shver, what's the right from the word lo yimotze, if anything, if I care? This word of lo yimotze tells us isurim. It's telling us not only chometz that mamash you can see is osur, but even chomet you can't see, as long as it's found by you, also it's osur. So who the word lo yimot is telling us chidushim that of lesser. So how could the Mara use it now to tell us chidushim that it's mutter? That's more kash for the Mara. Vaitana mahadara teira. This Tana now wants to find heterim. It wants to tell me, how do I know that even a goy that's your slave, that lives with you, how do you know even his chomet you're allowed to see in your rishus? So we need a postek leheter. For the Gemara, v'nosav lo krol yisura. So which postek did Tana bring down? Lo yimotze. Lo yimotze is not telling us something that's mutter. Lo yimotze is telling us something that's osur. So how do I see from the postek, lo yimotze, that it's mutter to have goyish chomet in your rishus, even though he's your neighbor? Where do I see leheter here? Now the Gemara like this. That's why it says two times the word l'chol. So it's a deal clearly that no matter how close the guy is to you, even if he's your neighbor, even if he's your slave, but kol zman the chometz belongs to him, and you're not mekabel achrayis, if it's in your rishus, it's mutter. That's the deal. And lo yimotzeh, the Torah says two times l'chol l'chozir. What do I need two times for? I tell me this chiddush. Not only is it mutter to have goyish chometz in your rishus, that's not your slave that lives far away, but even goyish chometz, a goy that lives right next to you, your neighbor, and your own slave, still it's mutter. Kol zman the chometz belongs to the goy, it's mutter. That's what the Tana meant to say. Well, you must say with the extra word l'chol. So more right. Omar, another part of the brace was like this. Yochol yatmin, v'kabel pekdoimis min anochri. I would think that the pasuk would only say lo yiro. You can't see chometz. So I would think, if you yatmin, if you take a blanket and cover the chometz, maybe it's mutter. You can't see the chometz. Who are then v'kabel pekdoimis min anochri? Maybe it's mutter to mekabel pekdoimis from a goy. Talmud loymel lo yimotze. The pasuk says no. Lo yimotze, you can't find it. So therefore, by not finding it, even if it's covered, you could find it. And who are then if it's goyis to chametz in your rishus, since it's found by you, it's also. For at the Gemara, though, it's a stira, ha'amrit resha, for the beginning of the Brisa said, shelecho iyataroya, avalataroya shelecherim shagavaya. The first said, no, you are allowed to have goyis to chametz in your rishus. The barat doesn't belong to you, or belongs to a goy or to hegdish, it's mutter. So how could you tell me it's also to mekabla pikodon from a goy? A pikodon means a pledge. So what? It's still the goyis, so why can't you mekabla it? Now the Gemara Lakash, there's no stira. Ho de kibbula layachrayis, ho de lo kibbula layachrayis. It depends. True, this pledge belongs to the goyis chometz, but he gave it over to the Yisrael now. If the Yisrael has achrayis, that means if it gets lost, that the Yisrael will have to pay for it, achrayis is also nixas kinyan. So it looks as if it's in your rishus, so we look as if it's in the Yisrael's rishus, therefore it's also. But if the Yisrael has no achrayis at all, if it gets lost, he doesn't have to pay for it, then it's 100% belonging to the goy, so then it's mutter to be even in the goy's rishus. Then there's no issa. So the Marki heard the Yomalu Rav Levei Mechuza. Like Rav told the people living in Mechuza, that was Rav's city, Be'iru chamiru devnei chayla libetaychum. Before Pesach, you have to destroy the chometz that the army men left in your house. Now, there was a chayt then, that when the army men used to come through the city, the people had to feed them. So they used to have their chometz there, in a sort of way in your house. So the army men's chometz, even though vice the army men were goyim, but since the chometz was in your rishus, you have to destroy it. Why? I is goyish the chometz, because kivon dilo migna, vilo misvin, birushayichu koyi, since if it would have been stolen from you, that chometz. There is the army men stored away their chometz in your house. Now if it would be stolen from your house, or be lost from your house, or ubisalishlume, you would have to pay for it. In other words, you have a chiyav achrayis on that chometz. If it would get lost, you would have to pay for it. The melekid l'chayin dami, it's considered like it belongs to you, the yasser. And therefore, that chometz not allowed to be in your rishus. Because since you have the kinyan achrayis, it's considered a mixas that belongs to you. But where you have no achrayis at all, then it's 100% the goy, that's the postik l'chor, that you are allowed to see goyish chometz. So the Marachura, ho nichlaman di yama dover gerlamami kamamadomi. If you hold that the fact that the thing would be lost, you would have to pay for it, makes it like your mom and me gives you a kinyan, is good. Since if this chometz gets lost, you have to pay for it, we look as if you own this chometz now. So Mela, since it belongs to Miksa, so the Israel, he can't have it in your rishus. El laman di yama, lav kamamadomi, maikla meimam. But the man yama says no. Even though if the chometz gets destroyed, you have to pay for it. But about right now, Kozman the chometz is here. Whose chometz is it? It's the goy's chometz. The goy has the right to take it away from you anytime he wants. So it doesn't belong to you. So Ma'ik Lameima, why is it also then? Now the Gemara, Shani Yochad, the Yomar, Lo Yimotzei. Enoch Nami, it doesn't really belong to the Yisrael. The Yisrael doesn't have a shame moment. He can't be Mekadosh Nisha with it. But I call upon him by Chometz, the Torah says, Lashon, lo yimotzei. The Chometz should not be found by you. Kol zman you have a kinyan achrayis, even though maybe it's not called mamish your moment, but you must say it is. It's called found by you. So kol zman you have a kinyan achrayis in this goyish Chometz, it's considered motzei, it's found by you, it's also for you to have it. And he could be having something like this, just the opposite. If the fact that you have a chrayis, you'll have to pay for it later, is not considered like right now you own that chayfetz. That's why.